This is program number LW2478. Well, Rocky has become almost a legend these days. What is it now? Rocky IV? You can expect Rocky V, that's for sure. Hi, this is Larry West. Rocky's one of our greatest heroes today. He's our inspiration. He represents the idealism in all of us. But you know, he's just a fictitious hero. Let me tell you about some of the real heroes we've got today. Men and women who, despite their handicaps, through undaunted determination, are our real Rockies today. A guy by the name of Carl Joseph has recently won his 13th athletic letter in high school, and now he's going to college on a football scholarship. He's won the Philadelphia Sports Writers Association Award as the most courageous athlete of the year. Now, while that's prestigious for any athlete, it's especially complimentary to Carl because, you see, Carl has just one leg. He was born that way. Pat Brown Jr. has now captured 5 national golfing championships. He's not only a champion golfer, but he's also an attorney and a savings and loan president. What makes Pat so noteworthy is that Pat is blind. He lost his sight in 1966 in a car accident. George Murray has now come across the Boston and Orange Bowl marathon lines not once, but 3 times. George Murray runs races, be they a mile or a marathon, and he's a winner. Last year, he pushed his way across America, won a marathon, and he did it in his wheelchair. All 3 of these men are handicapped athletes. These guys are the real Rockies of the world. And behind these guys come more just like them, tens of thousands of handicapped people who only recently have discovered that they can accomplish things for years that was thought impossible. On Memorial Day weekend, about a half of the 3,000 members of the American Blind Bowlers Association gathered for the national tournament. The National Wheelchair Basketball Association has 2,050 players in 26 conferences around the country. In the 1980 games, Americans won more gold medals than any other country. And last year, the International Sports Organization for the Disabled reported that 28 blind members held world records in swimming or track and field events. At Winter Park and other ski centers, single and double amputees, people disabled by polio, multiple sclerosis, cerebral palsy, or other spinal cord disorders, as well as the blind, are now routinely taught to ski and are exposed to the joy and the thrill of the downhill. And believe it or not, according to one instructor, most of these beginners progress 4 or 5 times as fast as the able-bodied skiers do. Ever heard of the U.S. Association of Blind Athletes? The first year they were formed in 1976, they sent their first team of 27 men and women to the Olympics for the blind, and incredibly, they came home with 13 medals. You know, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? Just who are the handicapped? Just who is it among us that's disabled? These Rockies make us want to try a little harder ourselves, don't they? Who are the handicapped? Well, believe it or not, we all are. There's been only one perfect guy in all of history, and his name is Jesus. The rest of us are handicapped. We have our own limitations and aggravations, and every once in a while we can astonish our neighbors and even ourselves when we find out that our limitations were not where we thought they were. In other words, most of us, like these athletes, can go a lot further than we think we can. There's one area in our lives, though, where we all are handicapped. The Bible says that when it comes to God, we're constantly falling short of His glory. We're handicapped. But that's where Jesus comes in. The Bible says that the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Listen, without Jesus, you're handicapped. You need Jesus more than you need the air you're sucking into your lungs right now. I've heard some say, you know, I don't need Christianity. I don't need Jesus. He's just a crutch. Yeah, that's true. But it's amazing. Only those leaning on Jesus are the ones standing up. The others are lying flat on their faces. I have a Bible study course that talks more about this Jesus and how He makes the difference. It's yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.